Let us sing in Psalm 118, and from the beginning to verse 9. Psalm 118, verses 1 to 9. Well, let us read in Hebrews, some verses in Hebrews chapter 9, and reading the last verses, 24, to the end of Hebrews chapter 9. For Christ has not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figure of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest enters into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now, once in the end of the world, has he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many. And unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Let us pray together. Our Heavenly Father, it is always a privilege and an opportunity for us to be exposed again to the message of Christ. Christ in all his fullness, in all his finality. Christ as the greatest friend, not only that we will ever know, but that the world will ever know. the one who is despised and rejected of men because he is misunderstood, misrepresented, but also because he is different. He is a challenge. He is an affront to us. He exposes us. He shows us up. And all that we know about him from the scripture is that he is holy, harmless, undefiled, separated alike from sinners and from saints. None like him. None could preach as he could preach in his earthly ministry. His enemies acknowledged this. No man ever spoke like this man. No one ever is able to do the works that this man does. He spoke with authority, and not as their scribes, not as their regular sermonizers. And always down through the ages, we find that he is this constant challenge and rebuke, but also the greatest consolation and encouragement, always reminding us of his own faithfulness. Even when we remain unfaithful, he is never untrue to his word, to his God, or to his people. He is always the one who is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. The unchangeable Christ. The dimensions of his love, the height, the depth, the breadth, the length, the unsearchable love, that love which cannot be fully known, but which nonetheless is spoken of so often in the scriptures, in the Old Testament as in the New. And we know that this is the message that has been entrusted to the church to proclaim. We confess, alas, O God, that so often we move away from that message, we change the message. Not that we deny it or ignore it completely, but in many different ways we change the message. And we change it because of our lack of proper understanding, our lack of appreciation, and because also the opinions of the world. So this evening, as we gather here again, Heavenly Father, we pray that we would listen very carefully and learn very diligently and deeply what it means to follow Christ and to look forward to that glory, that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. Help us then, we pray, to come before the Lord, putting aside, as it were, things that belong to other times and other places, and that we would concentrate our minds on hearing and doing God's word. May we worship Heavenly Father with a true spirit and a true truth, and that we would come with a sense of reverence and godly fear, knowing that our God is a consuming fire, that he sees everything, that he condones nothing, that he analyzes our innermost attitudes, and he knows the end from the very beginning. So we do give thanks for the gospel, for its clarity, for the way in which, while it is true, there are many things difficult to understand. It is equally true that the most important things are not difficult to understand. And so we pray that we would understand and grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We acknowledge our need of grace, not only to strengthen us, but to teach us. We need constantly forgiveness, not only to pardon, but to purify us and to make us clean, because we know that we are unclean in and of ourselves, and we add to our uncleanness, as the prophet reminds Israel of old, adding besmirching to their skirts with the dust and the mire of the streets. And so often we do and walk in the same way. So help us, O God, to look unto Jesus and remember that he is the whole of the hope of the gospel. And if he is not true, then the gospel is a lie and a fraud. So help us to cleave to the Son of God, the Son of Man, our great and holy Savior, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. The first letter of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1, from the beginning. Paul, called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ through the will of God, and Sosthenes our brother, and to the church of God which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together, in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared unto me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you says, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanus. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us who are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that in the wisdom of God the world, by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them who are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised, has God chosen, yea, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glories, let him glory in the Lord. Amen. Well, we continue in Psalm 118 from verse 10 to verse 14. We sing to God's praise and glory.
Thank you.